This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. Colorado public health officials say they hope that more Coloradans will soon be able to get tested for COVID-19. Jill Hunsicker-Ryan is the executive director of the state health department.
Our goal is to get to a point of mass testing where whoever is having symptoms can get a test. Where we sit today is basically having to prioritize who gets these tests.
She says officials for now are testing only people who fall into a few groups, healthcare workers and hospitalized people, as well as those who are at greater risk for contracting a more severe case of COVID-19 due to pre-existing conditions. Colorado is offering free child care to essential workers who are exempt from the state's stay-at-home order. Early childhood providers, advocacy groups, school districts, and the state created a system of emergency child care designed to last till mid-May. Michelle Barnes is the executive director of the Department of Human Services.
With the essential workers that the state is relying on to respond to COVID-19, we want to ensure that the parents have access to affordable child care during this time.
Families who are eligible can fill out the form at covidchildcarecolorado.com to begin the matching process. Resources are limited, so parents are encouraged to only use the service as a last resort. A TSA agent who works at Denver International Airport has tested positive for COVID-19. Federal officials say he was the last at work. He was last at work 10 days ago and worked as a screening officer. You're listening to CPR News.